You're listening to Blue Collar CEO, the podcast that's all about helping you build a better, more profitable, and more sustainable home service business. Each week, we'll cover a different topic that will help enable your company to move forward to success. And here's your host, Ryan Redding.
What is up, Blue Collar CEOs? It's Ryan, and great to be with you again today. I love so much the variety of guests that we've had on the show. We've had huge companies, startup people. Like, it's fantastic the type of talent and people that are in the space that we've been able to talk to and bring to you to listen to as you're driving on the road or at the gym or whatever you're doing. Today is another one of those conversations that I can't wait to bring to you because it's going to change a lot of your perspective on home warranty companies. I'm getting ready to introduce you to Christina Wilson. She began her journey into the trades as a contractor relations rep for American Home Shield in 2016. She worked in tandem with over 100 contractors in three states, and she recruited these companies to develop a home warranty division within their respective companies. She's currently the chief sales officer for a company just outside of St. Louis, Missouri, called Budget Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. And she continues to work as an expert in sales and customer service. She's a member of Women in HVACR, actively involved in two advisory boards with Service Nation Alliance. And just last year alone, just to make sure you understand the impact of this, she brought in herself $1.2 million worth of upgrades to home warranty customers. What she brings will change the way you think about home warranty companies. And I gotta introduce you to her. So let's get going. Christina, I am so glad you're able to join us today on the show. Before we hop in, I guess let's just start because I'm assuming that there's people who don't yet know who you are. So let's start there. Who are you and what do you do?
So I am the Chief Sales Officer for Budget Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. And I basically run the sales department here as well as oversee the construction side of the business. So kind of fun and exciting.
You do a few things. And for those who don't know, you're in the St. Louis metro, right?
Yes, sir. We are.
So fun fact, I spent about a decade of my life in St. Louis, like between like U City, temporarily lived like an apartment in St. Peter's and then like ended up in Wentzville. Like, so
yeah,
you're kind of like in the middle of the whole bubble that I knew for a long time.
Yeah. So we're actually in St. Peter's. So our office is right there and I live in Wentzville. So. Fun fact.
That's crazy because I was in Wentzville it was a few months ago and it's like I don't recognize half of that town now. It's like it's grown so fast. It's crazy.
Yes, it's quickly growing, quickly expanding, and there's even past Wentzville as you kind of get to like the Moscow Mills and Troy areas. Those places are like just growing and there's tons of houses going up. So job security.
yes. That is crazy. So I'm curious because one of the things that's important for you is like this idea of like home warranty contractors and the stigma of them. Let's just start there. When you say home warranty contractors and the stigma, how would you describe that?
So I think that sometimes when you tell other contractors that you work with home warranties, they're like, well, really? Why? Because it's almost like that dirty word. And it's a lot of work, but it's also a lot of fun and it can be something that you can actually build your business from. So it's something that's really near and dear to my heart. That's how I got into the trades. And it's been exciting to see what we can do with it and how we can not only help our customers, but also expand our business based on just doing some home warranty work.
So for those who maybe, because obviously in your space, plumbing, HVAC, even electrical, there's probably a lot of awareness with the stink eye that you're talking about with home warranty companies, but maybe some contractors listening to this, like, cause there's a lot of guys who do like landscaping and roofing, like they might not have the same sort of exposure or stigmatization. Is that a word? Stigmatization? I'm claiming that word if it's not a word.
Yes.
I'm owning that. Everyone owes me a nickel from this moment henceforth. How would you describe the stigma? Because like I could see a video of someone's listening, like they weren't able to see, but you kind of gave like this like squinty, skeptical, like, oh yeah. Like what is the stigma that you think people have when it comes to home warranty companies?
So I think that sometimes they're always like, well, they're a Band-Aid company, or they're just going to fix it. They're not going to repair it. And they never stand behind what they are going to do, or they don't hire the right contractors, those kind of things. So it definitely, we're a reputable company. We do home warranty work, but I also have worked for a home warranty company, and I hired some of those contractors that do the work. So it's like, I know what it can be. I know that sometimes it's not always that, but business isn't always rainbows and unicorns, right? So home warranty isn't always going to be that either. But it's also, if you have your procedures in place, if you have your planning and you know you want to grow your business, it's a great way to do that. And to kind of look at it in reverse, you know, you're getting paid to run the leads that you're getting to take care of those customers. And those customers can become your customers if you treat them the right way. And you shouldn't just treat them differently because they came from the home warranty. You should do what you can to help maximize that experience for that customer.
Are there any sort of like operational challenges that you've found that you have to overcome if somebody does have a home warranty? Like, for instance, I would imagine servicing the job the first time is maybe a straightforward affair. Like someone just bought a house, or whatever the reason they find themselves with a home warranty. They have something done, they call it a contractor, great, hit service is done. Is there any sort of like barrier or difficulty in like converting them from a home warranty customer to a customer for, in your case, like for your company budget?
Yes. So there's definitely operational things that you have to have in place. You have to have a plan. You have to know and how you're going to communicate with those homeowners. You have to differentiate yourself and say, hey, you know, I am budget. I am coming out on behalf of the home warranty company. We are not the same, but we are. You know, we're working together to make sure that you're getting your toilet taken care of. We were making sure that your HVAC system is up and running. All of those items, yes, you absolutely have to make sure that you're communicating with that customer, because sometimes as that almost third party coming into this, it's a different experience for that customer. So if you have the plan in place of explaining that to the homeowner, you're setting that appointment and you're letting them know the technician's coming out there. And sometimes we have to get the approval from the home warranty company. And you really want to make sure that that customer understands, because it could be the first time they're placing that claim with the home warranty company. It could be the first experience that they're having, and whatever you can do to help facilitate that, because really what you're doing is you're facilitating that whole experience for that customer on what's going to happen and preparing them for some of the things that could happen. And it's a lot of communication. So you definitely have to have a plan in place and know what you're doing as far as how you're going to take care of that customer, because you do have stipulations that you can run into with a home warranty of they're only going to fix what has mechanically failed. Well, if they're only going to fix what has mechanically failed, but the customer wants a new system, how do you plan that? Or how do you have a procedure behind that? And what we do is we explain everything to the homeowner and offer them options. So it's important for the homeowner to know that they don't just have to go with what the home warranty company is saying that they have to do. There are still options available for them.
Would you say, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but I'm curious, because the way you're thinking about this is so different from so many contractors I spoke to your point, when they talk about dealing with home warranty companies. I feel like a lot of people are just like, don't want to deal with it. It's like bad customers, it's slow payment terms, blah, blah, blah. But it's almost like you position it almost in a similar sort of way of like, you position your pricing options, doing what the warranty will pay for and cover and address like the mechanical issues that the customer has. Sure. But then you would still do like, but maybe here's your good, better, best. Here's your other options that would not just address that sort of specific thing, but also help provide the actual benefit the customer is looking for. Does that sound right? Like you're just kind of like considering the warranty pricing option as just like one
yeah.
of the pricing tiers that you offer?
Absolutely. It's just part of what we do. I mean, it's part of what you can offer to the homeowner. And if you do that for the homeowner, they're grateful for that. They're grateful that you're not just treating them as a home warranty customer. And home warranties aren't always easy to deal with. And it's not just you as the contractor. The customers also have that experience too. So if you can help facilitate that and make it a great experience for the customers, you always hear it. People buy from who they like, right? So if they buy from who they like, then why not expand that if you do want to build your business? And if you're interested in wanting to work with home warranties, build it into your business model and say, hey, you know, we can treat this as a lead. We can run the lead, and wherever that lead takes us, we're going to win some and we're going to lose some. But why not see what we can do with these customers and help them to have a better experience and help them to, we would never have the opportunity to see that customer because they're a home warranty customer if we didn't partner with the home warranty.
Are there any sort of like KPIs that you measure that are notably different from outside of industry norms? For instance, like, do you find like your lifetime value of a customer is higher because of this sort of unique kind of foot in the door model that you're able to run? Is there any sort of like KPI like that you go, hey, this might seem counterintuitive on the surface, but here's like a data that you dashboard to validate the business rationale for it?
I mean, I think it's just over time, because you can't just look at it when you're first starting out and saying like,
sure,
oh yeah, I'm going to get all of this business from home warranty. It's more of it's a marathon, not a sprint. So you're looking at it. I mean, we have thousands of customers that we have dealt with through the home warranty company that no longer have the home warranty company, but because they had a great experience with our company, they're not going to go anywhere else. And they're very loyal. A lot of the home warranty customers they're loyal. They have been loyal to the home warranty company for several years, and they are continuously buying from that home warranty company, and they're renewing year after year. So why wouldn't you want to have a customer that's loyal?
Right. Is there any, so that's an interesting idea. So if they're loyal to the warranty company for year after year after year, are you able to essentially replace that sort of loyalty with like membership agreements of your own? Like, how does that work as your own model?
Absolutely. You can sell them a membership. You can build your memberships, because a lot of times the home warranty companies are only going to cover mechanical failures. They're not going to cover for preventative maintenance. Or if they do cover for preventative maintenance, they're only doing a small amount. So if you offer a good, better, best on your maintenance programs, or if you do a monthly or an annual, whatever you do, offer it to them. It's not going to hurt anything. And what's the worst they're going to say? No. That's okay.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, but it gives you an opportunity to set yourself apart to that customer. And then again, if they choose not to renew with a home warranty company, then they have a service plan with you, and you're in that door. So it opens up a whole new avenue for you as a business owner.
What sort of, I would imagine, because you've obviously, given your background, you've worked with a lot of different companies and a lot of different roles, including both sides of this particular fence. What sort of obstacles or like maybe mental shifts do you have to work with to help leadership, management, ownership go through when you start talking about the value of working with it and the strategic benefit of working with home warranty companies to help validate why this might be a good idea? Like, do you find yourself having to like make the argument for this isn't as crazy as it sounds often?
I think when I was at the home warranty company and recruiting contractors, that was definitely a conversation I had to have. Was like my first question was, do you want to build your business? Because if somebody's happy with where they're at, and they're happy with where their business model is, then I'm not going to convince them any way, shape, or form to like want to partner with them. And then if they do want to build their business, then you start having that conversation of, okay, well, how do you want to build your business? What do you want to do? And understanding how home warranty can fit into your business model that way. As far as from an internal perspective, we do home warranty here. So that's part of what we do. And if you don't want to do that, that's fine, but maybe this isn't the place for you. And building that from the front, you know, from day one on, is really important for all of our internal employees to be a part of. And they're going to understand how a home warranty works. They're going to understand some of the stipulations behind it. They're going to understand how to talk to those homeowners. And if they don't know how to talk to the homeowners and offer them options, that's where my team comes into play. And we support the technicians in the field and let them know, okay, well, the home warranty company, we're going to submit this to the authorizations through the home warranty company. We'll see what they'll cover. And then we can have that conversation of offering that good, better, best model on the phone with the customer after the technician has been there. Because let's face it, some of the technicians aren't always the best of, they're fixers. They want to fix something. They don't want to always sell something. So sometimes it's just easy to have a backup of like, hey, I'm here to support you. You send me the customer and I'll have the conversation with them. You just tell me what's going on. And that partnership has really worked well for us because then I'm there to support the technician in the field to tell them, hey, you know what? It's okay if you don't have all the words. Just you give me your words and then I'll help facilitate that conversation with the homeowner. And that's worked really well for us, especially with the fixers in our company.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, this is such a fascinating sort of angle because you're right. I feel like a lot of plumbing, HVAC, electrical companies that I talk to personally, they do, I don't say look down on home warranty companies, but they kind of do. There's this idea of like, they're better than that. That's beneath them. Like there's so much ego that gets in play. And I love that you're like, we will take that. We will make this work. And we will not just like make that low cost, low dollar customer like happy. We'll actually recruit and acquire that customer to be a lifetime loyal customer for us. I mean, it's such a clever idea. If somebody is curious to pick your brain about your experience and the lessons you've learned, to kind of see if this sort of model might make sense for their business, what's the best way for them to reach you, Christina?
Call me at the office, call in and ask for me. Our phone number is 636-887-2800. You call in, you ask for me, and I'm more than willing to have them pick my brain. There's been a couple of, we hosted a workshop a few weeks ago here in our office and went over all different kinds of ideas as far as like marketing and the different ideas that you can do with home warranty customers or just going over numbers and things of that nature. So we're always willing to kind of, if somebody's venturing in and wanting to know more about home warranty, we're an open book. Help you to understand if it is something great for your business. If it's not, like, it's not going to hurt my feelings if you say like, hey, we don't like home warranties and we don't want to deal right. with them. That's okay. Like it's not for right. everyone, but if somebody is interested in like, hey, you know what? I think that this could be a really good avenue. Give me a call. I'd love to just have a conversation and help.
Yeah, that's so cool. I'll make sure that the phone number for the shop is in the show notes. So 636-887-2800. And it's awesome to see the success you're having with this. Christina, I know you're busy and super, super proud of the work you're doing and nice to talk to someone from I still feel like St. Louis is my home. So it's so nice to have you on. But yeah, thanks for stopping by and keep doing the great work. It's awesome having you on.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
This episode was hosted by Ryan Redding, author of the book on digital marketing for plumbing and HVAC contractors, and founder of Levergy, the digital marketing solution for serious home service companies. You can subscribe to Blue Collar CEO on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Visit us online at bluecollar.ceo and find us on Instagram. And don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back next week with another awesome episode. See you soon.